American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Rejoining us for our series prediction show are Terry Cushman and Jeremy Schilling. Are you guys ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
All right. So, fresh off of a series win against the Cleveland Guardians, Sox taking 2 out of 3, outscoring our opponents 24-11. The Red Sox now are facing the Toronto Blue Jays for a quick little 3-game set. First game here on the books. Garrett Crochet against their relatively new pitcher, Bowden Francis, who's only been pitching for a couple seasons. How do you guys have this one playing out?
Yeah, you got to win. Crochet starts. I'm going to pick the day Crochet pitches until, you know, he hits a slump. Day off, as you mentioned in the recap show, Charlie, we used 9 relievers, 1 inning each. So the bullpen is fresh and ready to go for this series, especially coming off the day off on Monday. So they're set up to be successful here, starting with Crochet in the opener.
Terry.
So Francis kind of had a breakout last year as a starter, 27 starts, 3.30 ERA. So was kind of emerging as a potential top of the rotation pitcher. He does have a, I think like a 3.58 ERA, but he's been thumped a couple of times recently. Well, not really thumped, but he did give up 3 runs over 4 2/3 against Houston. Gave up 3 earned a couple starts ago against Baltimore as well. And I just think the Red Sox are hitting their stride at the right time. Offensively, the Blue Jays have kind of struggled against, they struggled against the Yankees. Might have got swept, actually. They lost both games of the doubleheader today. So, I mean, with Garrett Crochet starting, I just think I'm not going to pick against Crochet. And I'm looking at this series as, if we are hitting our stride, this should be a series you take 2 out of 3. And so I obviously I'm going to take the Red Sox to take game one.
Yeah, I'm going Crochet, full stop. There's nothing else to add. I mean, this is a guy that we should be winning every single start for him, period. He should have 20 wins this year. And in the month of April, he's going to have his 6th start so far in 32 innings. He has allowed 6 total earned runs. He has a 1.69 ERA, and we have an embarrassing 2-2 record for him. That's embarrassing. He didn't get the win when he allowed no runs in 6 innings, and he took a loss when he allowed 1 earned run in 5 2/3. There were 4 earned total, but I mean, 1 earned. I mean, we got to get the win for this guy. We can't be leaving. It's like leaving ducks on the pond, man. You can't be doing it. You gotta get these. You have to win his games, period. The way I look at it is, seriously, Garrett Crochet, automatic dub. The rest of the series, the rest of your rotation, you just need to split. That's it. Get 2 wins, get 2 losses. We have an automatic win with Garrett Crochet. That's literally what I'm going to tell myself. Everybody on the planet was wrong when he didn't get the win against Seattle in his last start. Hopefully that ship has sailed and we have a changing of the guard here. Game 2, we have Lucas Giolito against Jose Berrios. I think we're all going to be pretty aligned here. Jeremy, why don't you go first?
I assume Alex Cora is going to have a quick trigger on Giolito. He's been absolutely terrible in his rehab assignments. I know Jose Barrios hasn't had a great start to the year, but he's got a track record of pitching well. I could see where we come out and hit, but I'm going Toronto in game two.
Terry.
Giolito is cooked. And then Barrios pitched seven innings, just one run against us in the previous series. We dropped what, 3 out of 4 that series. Giolito gave up 6 walks in his last start, somehow only 3 earned runs in that, but these are minor leaguers and that ball just does not find the zone. And I'll be pleasantly surprised if we won, but like Jeremy said, I hope he's got a short leash, and you got Sean Newcomb in the bullpen who can probably come in and potentially right the ship, especially if we're putting runs up on the board. So Cutter Crawford he's throwing bullpen sessions. I think he's going to face live hitters. I would say barring no setbacks, he's probably about 5 weeks out. That's about how long Giolito has to figure it out if he's going to have a place in this rotation. And I'm rooting for him, but I think it's a long shot that he's going to get a W, or that the Red Sox will get a W with him starting. So Blue Jays for me, game two.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, yeah, I'm going with Toronto here too. I mean, there's just no way. And I'll be pleasantly surprised with the surprise of the year if I'm wrong. This is a guy that in 2023 with the three teams, the Chicago White Sox, the Los Angeles Angels and Anaheim, and then the Cleveland Guardians, struck out over 200 guys. It was an ugly season. He still went 8-15. He struck out 200 guys 3 times in his career. What a fall from grace. Guy has not thrown 1 inning in 2 seasons. I mean, I don't get it, man. It doesn't make any sense. Like, this is someone who should not be struggling this bad. He's not 40 years old. The guy's 30. He's 30 years old. He should still be in prime time, like, zone, and he's just not there. And it's just incredibly alarming. He's at a career K9 above 9. Like, that's a reason enough to at least see what happens and give him a chance. But the leash is going to be very short, and I hope Giolito can flip it around. That's going to bring us to our third game in this series. We have Tanner Houck against the old TBD in Toronto. So, Jeremy, lead us off.
I'm going to go with Tanner Houck. He didn't pitch well in his last outing, 5 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk. But he did settle down into that start and pitch well, and I'm going to hope he's going to build the momentum into this start. At the end of the day, the Red Sox are a better baseball team, and I think they're going to find a way to win the series. So I'll take the Sox in game three.
Terry?
Are we home or away? I think we're away, right?
We're away. Yeah, it's in Toronto.
All right, so we don't know who the opposing pitcher is going to be. Houck gave up all 4 of his runs in the first inning, then settled down pretty good, seemed to figure it out. He's got a 1.88 earned run average in the Rogers Center. It's one of his better ballparks. So I'm kind of hoping, you know, with him figuring it out, with the Blue Jays just kind of sputtering offensively, and that's a familiar setting for Houck to pitch well, I'm just going to give him the slight edge. But we need consistency out of this guy really bad. And I mean, he should be the number 3 in our rotation. I think he's got the potential to be. And this is a Blue Jays offense that underachieves year after year. There's nothing dynamic about them. They've got a few guys that hit the ball really well. And, you know, so if he could just navigate through them, you know, Bichette, Guerrero, for some reason Springer hits us pretty well. But it is a winnable game for Houck if he can just be consistent.
Tanner Houck has had 6 starts this year. He's allowed 4 runs or more in 4 of those starts, including the blow up in, you know, in Tampa Bay when he allowed 11 earned runs. Tanner Houck has to win this game. because we don't have much faith in Giolito. And if we had to put a percentage of importance in games, I think Garrett Crochet is like not applicable because that should be an automatic win. And this is probably 90% because I don't think anybody's really expecting anything from Lucas Giolito after not having pitched in 2 years. So this is a really, really important game. The Red Sox need to win this game. Anything else that you gents want to add? Right on. Well, that is going to do it for the Bastards. Everyone have a great one. Take care.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.